The nominations for city councillors are in. BC will vote on its new local government November 15th. Candidates for mayor and council are all in for the running, and one of the biggest races is going to be in Prince George. It's the only city with a full-time mayor. Two people are contending for that job, plus 26 people in the running for council. For an early preview of the race, I'm joined by Audrey McKinnon, our Daybreak Associate Producer. Good morning, Audrey.
Good morning, Carolina.
Let's start with our current mayor, Sherry Green, in Prince George. She's on her way out. Who's running to fill her shoes?
Lynn Hall and Don Zarowski are running for mayor. They each have their share of experience on council. Hall is currently serving his first term as city councillor. In the 2011 election, he was the most popular candidate voted in based on the number of votes. And Zarowski has served three terms on council since 1999, and he served those terms consecutively, then ran for mayor in 2008 and lost to Dan Rogers. And this is his first term running again since then.
All right, let's talk about the platforms.
Yes, both candidates told me they're running on the platform that they are revisiting roads and our local aging infrastructure. So I'm talking sewers, water mains, roads, things like that. Lynn Hall has his 10 years experience on the school board, which he sees as an advantage. And he wants to look at attracting more industry to Prince George to increase our tax base. He also wants to focus on building a stronger team and a more connected council.
And I'm talking about moving council out into the community, having quarterly meetings out in the community, whether that be, in the Bowl area, College Heights, the Heart, just so that the community has greater access to council.
So that's Lynn Hall, mayoral candidate for Prince George. And Don Zarowski has some focus on schools, too. He wants to increase public school enrollment, but that's just one part of his plan to increase the city's population. He wants to also look at how other city councils are serving their communities and develop best practices from that. And he really emphasizes his drive to make sure council can continue to follow through on resolving the snow removal issues from last year.
Commonly, people follow leaders that know where they're going. And I've spent a lot of time in the last number of months, in the last number of years, talking to citizens of this great city. And they really have an expectation that they get the services that they pay for.
So that's Don Zarowski, one mayoral candidate, the other Lynn Hall, both names that we're pretty familiar with in Prince George. What else do we know about them?
Well, both candidates drew a bit of a crowd when they each announced that they were running. Bill Phillips from Prince George Free Press made some interesting observations about those launches. He says the crowds these two potential mayors drew were indicative of where they get their support.
Wherever you come from, I don't know if you play to your support, but that's kind of who has your ear, at least initially. That sort of ties where your thoughts are and where your leanings are.
And so Zarowski's crowd of about 75 people consisted of what Phillips describes as the business community. And based on Zarowski's disclosure forms, he owns shares in Canfor, Oil Sands, Pembina, Pipeline Corp, Tech Resources, and others. So his fingers are in those industry pots already. Hall's crowd was made up of people from the school district, union reps, and a strong Indo-Canadian presence, again, observed by Phillips from Free Press.
So what stands out to you about from the council candidates?
Well, I couldn't help but notice that the last time I went to a city hall meeting, there wasn't a lot of diversity in council. Just to start, besides Sherry Green, there were no women in the room. It's something mayoral candidate Lynn Hall commented on as well. And it's a much more diverse pool of candidates running this election. There are 6 women running alongside 17 men, so it's still pretty imbalanced. But last election, there were 4 women who ran for council. Deborah Munoz garnered the most votes of the female candidates, and it still wasn't enough to get her a spot on council. And I should point out that in the last 5 terms, only 4 women have actually been voted onto council.
And why does diversity matter in municipal government?
Well, outgoing Mayor Sherry Green talked to CBC about that earlier this year when she announced that she wouldn't be running again.
The voter has to choose the best person for the job. And if they happen to be a woman, that's great. And if they happen to be a man, that's great too. There's no question that you want to have some diverse opinion and perspectives and life experiences around the table to help make that debate more robust and well-rounded.
So far we've spoken about gender diversity, but diversity has many forms, and it's not just a gender issue. So Ravi Saxena, an Indo-Canadian and past board member of the Immigrant and Multicultural Services Society, has put his name in the hat as well. As as well as Travis Shaw, also known as Foxy DeRossi, who is a local drag queen. He's in the mix as well. And we also see some First Nations candidates who are late additions. We do see an opportunity for more diversity on this council, but that might not be a factor for voters or even the candidates, since people may feel candidates represent them for a number of reasons outside of their gender or where they come from.
Right. Yeah. Let's get to the issues that are probably propelling some of those thoughts about votes. What are the big issues?
The big thing is the city's aging infrastructure, and it's on almost everybody's agendas. If you remember just last week, actually, a water main broke in Prince George.
Yes.
Yeah. Flooding that intersection at 20th and Massey.
A popular spot for water main breaks, it would seem.
It was the same place. The city had a huge sinkhole back in July. And even though the city couldn't determine if the two events were related, both incidents do point to a problem with the city's infrastructure. So I spoke with Gina Late Liston, and she's the Associate Director of Public Works for the city.
For that work, we determined any protective measures that would occur, but with aging infrastructure, we can never guarantee that that won't cause other concerns in the future.
So both mayors, as we know, are running on that as part of their platform, and most of the candidates for council as well. Some of them do have other focuses, but that doesn't take away from the fact that putting aside money to upgrade the city's underground infrastructure is a priority for them. So there's a lot of promise that this will be something that we do get to see done, or at least talked about in this upcoming term.
And lots of positions, lots of visions for all the different candidates, whether they be mayoral or council. So what is Daybreak doing to help listeners understand what these people stand for?
Yeah, there is so much. It's so hard to wrap your head around what everybody's focused on. So we're asking all the candidates to call in with a one-minute submission telling the public whatever they want them to hear. So we'll package those up for our listeners as they come in and get them up on the show in the morning. And I'll also make sure I get those up online so that people can go back and listen again or catch anything they may have missed. And we've also posted the names of all the candidates for mayor and council in Northern BC cities on our website at cbc.ca/daybreaknorth. And from there, there are links that where you can find everyone's platforms. And to learn more about the two people running for mayor, we're hosting a mayoral debate in Prince George Downtown Library tomorrow at 7 p.m. So the first debate of the election season. So you can make sure you come to that.
All right. So all of that information up on the website, once again, cbc.ca/daybreaknorth. Audrey, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And we want to hear from you on what you have just heard. Does diversity play into how you'll be voting if you choose to vote, or are you looking at the issues? You can let us know, daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Call us on the listener line, 1-866-340-1932.